How prison has impacted the lives of my children. Hello, my name is Theta Elizondo. I am 39 years of age and have 3 children. When I began my sentence, my children were 10, 12, and 15. Today they are 15, 18, and 21. My experience with the Stitching Stories quilt has been as emotional as it has been enlightening. When I was first asked to participate in the creation of this project, I was quick to say yes, yet I was very unprepared for the extent of my involvement. I had never asked many of the questions I needed to ask from these women in order to complete the quilt. As I began to ask my questions, I found many women wanted me to explain why I needed this information. Once I explained the reasons, they were as anxious as I was for the project to be completed and sent out for public viewing. Now let me tell you a little about how prison has impacted my own children while I have been incarcerated. While I have been incarcerated, my family has had to basically move on without me. I've missed out on puberty, birthdays, driving lessons, sweet 16s, graduations, and all the in-between. I've not had to endure their rebellions, attitudes, or many of the negative behaviors because my mother stepped up to the plate and took my place until I come home. So as I sit in prison and find constructive ways to occupy my time, my mother has had to endure my son's drug addiction of 3 years. She has paid traffic tickets, court costs, lawyer fees, insurance, and housing for him. My 2 daughters also require car insurance and school expenses. My youngest daughter has anger issues, and along with separation anxiety, and often lashes out at school or at my mother. Mostly my daughters have relied on each other for emotional support through COVID-19 lockdown. I have tried to help with homework through 15-minute phone calls and have run out of phone time before I have a chance to say goodbye or I love you. Many of the responsibilities they have had to face have been difficult. All of these issues, my mother handles and also manages to pay her own bills and put money into my trust account so I can make phone calls or buy supplies. I ask you all now to look at this quilt and notice all the white ribbons attached to each group of squares. Think of how many children go through similar situations, or maybe more difficult ones, than the ones my children have had to face while mothers go to prison. Is mass incarceration a remedy or another problem? How many children will fall victim to abuse, drugs, or society before we realize this isn't the solution?